Express FM. It's Lily Park at Victorious Festival 2023, and I'm delighted to be joined by Dougie from McFly and Danny from Celebrity MasterChef 2022.
That's been brought up quite a bit, you know, today. That's mad, that.
How was your set, guys?
We loved it. We had so much fun. It's always a bit... We're a secret act, so... And we're on like pretty early, so you just never know how it's gonna go. It's a bit nerve-wracking, but
yeah, we had to add ourselves to the poster
with Sharpie. We're going around. That's what we got here at 6 a.m. We've just been going around adding ourselves to the poster.
Yeah, so just so people know, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And it's there for history and things.
For posterity.
Who were the special guests? Oh, it's in Sharpie.
You might need to write it on my T-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, we've been doing that.
Oh,
as well.
We need to do the T-shirts as well as the posters.
How did it feel to be like the secret special guest? Like how? Like was that a
it's
really
like
tough
being
secret
a secret lover? You know that you're the special one.
Yeah, it's a bit naughty.
You know, you shouldn't be going to see McFly because you know there's an official act around the corner.
But everyone likes a bit of naughty.
Of course they do.
And a bit of McFly, so there you go.
Absolutely, perfect. It all fits. You guys have played a couple of festivals already. How's it different, like, playing a festival compared to doing your own gigs?
I think it's one of my favourite things to do at the moment. In the early days, we never used to really get booked for festivals. It's only in the last sort of 6 years, like... 3 years that we've been started getting booked for festivals, and it's just fun playing to people that wouldn't normally come to see you.
It's nice seeing the reaction change from like, oh, this is interesting, to oh, I really like this and I'm into it, and it makes us that inspires us. We come to these places. I mean, this is slightly different because you know everyone looked like they were there to see us, which is amazing. But some of the festivals we've been doing recently are like, you almost need to not prove anything but be like, oh, you would never normally come see us, but they go away going wow, you know. And that's for us is inspiring,
of course,
because after 20 odd years we can still do that.
No, that makes me feel really old.
I know.
Well, we were young when we started, so it's not like we started when we were like in our 30s.
No, that's true. And how were the crowd today, given that I mean it wasn't the best kept secret yesterday when there was a little clue that went out.
What was the clue?
The clue went out on our Victorious app. It said, "It's all about you, Portsmouth."
Oh, that's giving it straight away, hasn't it?
Let me find my... So the festival asked us if we had any secret names that we could like, that you know, could kind of hint towards it or something.
Like the Foo Fighters did at Glastonbury.
Yeah, right. So
just do the PG ones, Doug.
there wasn't any that... Were they that naughty?
No.
Where are they? Okay.
That's a long list. Okay.
So there was Worse Than a Boy Band, Like a Boy Band But Worse, Satan's Urologist,
oh my God,
Slipknot Juniors, The Gigawatts, that's a Back to the Future.
Yes. Yes.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great Scott, another Back to the Future one.
Yeah.
Your Mum's Favourite Band, that was a good one.
I like that.
Not Busted.
You're definitely not Busted.
That might give it away though, I think.
That's hard.
Yeah.
On who?
Well, that's just hard.
Come on, let's create the rivalry again.
But you were McBusted at one point.
Yeah, so what? We're not now. Yeah. We're divorced.
Yeah. We're the secret, we told you, we're the secret bit on the side.
Yeah.
What's new with you guys? Have you got any new music on the horizon?
Past the horizon slightly. We released a new album, I think it was about eight weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's a fresh album. It's called Power to Play.
It went to number two.
It's like an 80s rock kind of, it's perfect in the sun. It was made for summer drives.
Do you know what? It's the best reflection of our band live on an album.
Okay.
Over the years, we've kind of gone into the studio and been like, oh, how do we, you know, get on radio, how do we make a hit, how do we make something catchy, whatever. But we had our own studio for the first time, and this album, we literally just were like, actually, what's McFly to us? And we have our own studio now, and we made an album that we're so proud of, because it really translates into from the live stuff to the album, so you can listen. It was funny because there was I was in Brazil, someone was like, oh, I listen to you guys, but you were guys amazing, but then I listened to you and I was like, is that the same band? And we were like, oh.
So yeah, we've always seen the studio and live as like really different, and then this time, yeah, we decided not to.
So we kind of were like, maybe we need to tell that story, so this album does that.
Nice, amazing. And how did the new stuff go down today?
Great.
Yeah, we opened with a new song.
Oh, yeah. Cool, brave.
Yeah, really brave, really brave. But it's, I think it works, yeah.
Cool. And I do have to ask about Celebrity MasterChef.
Yeah.
Because it's one of my favourite programmes.
Did you win it?
Come on.
Very close.
Very close.
It's not all about winning, mate.
Bronze.
Huh?
Bronze?
Bronze. More like silver.
Silver? Oh, you got silver?
Of course I did. Even though I came top three.
How was that experience? Because that's so different to being a musician.
Well, I like cooking and I like the show. I actually liked the MasterChef Australia. Got obsessed with that.
That's
first.
That's a really different show.
Yeah. And then I started watching the pros and the amateurs and that. I never really watched the celeb version. I was like, oh. And I just said to my manager, I was like, one day if I ever get the time, I'd love to do MasterChef, you know. It's for a bit of a challenge, just to up my game, yeah. You know. And now I get like, you know, I can get proper knives. I can justify a proper chef knife.
Exactly.
That's all I wanted in life.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
you done
know,
it.
And I have one now, and that's my trophy, so.
You know. I really like Selling Sunset, so I'm going to get into selling big mansions and stuff.
Yeah, do that.
Yes, you'd be good at that.
You should buy this house. It is nice and stuff.
Selling Basildon.
Amazing.
With Dougie Pointer, yeah. That'd be a great show. I think
that would
massive.
Be a great show. It sells itself.
Basildon sells itself, yeah.
Selling Bas Vegas.
Just going to say Bas Vegas.
Yeah.
And we are by the seaside here in Pompey, so I want to know from both of you, what's your preference?
Pompey. Two very different places.
Pompey.
It's a different country.
Wow. Flew in this morning.
Yeah.
I want to know whether you prefer to have ice cream or chips at the beach.
Ice cream.
Who eats
chips by the beach?
Some people do. Chips.
By the really?
You get the best fish and chips by the sea. Fresh fish, fresh chips.
I don't associate potatoes with sand.
We don't even have sand here.
Oh, do you? Oh, right. Okay. Maybe that's why.
This is gold. Love it.
And do you have a flake, obviously?
Yeah, I get annoyed with... I'm not a big fan of, like, super cold chocolate.
No.
You know? So because it doesn't taste as chocolatey. You know, like, when your food cools down, it's more flavoursome.
Yeah.
Right? When it's too hot,
so
you
some
can't...
warm chocolate.
No, but in the ice cream, you guys too. Take the flake out, put it on the side for a dessert.
Have it later.
After the ice cream.
Yeah.
So it's like you got your ice cream, then you have your flake as an after out of the ice cream. You're like an after eight, after flake, after
learning
ice cream.
Learning so much.
I'm a Magnum guy.
Oh, I love a Magnum.
Yeah, because it's high end, Magnums are high end.
Magnums are not high end, mate. Selling Basildon with Daggy Pointer.
Get yourself a free Magnum. Buy this ass, I'll give you a Magnum.
You get a free Magnum.
They were. And where I grew up, it was like, oh, if you had a Magnum, it was like, oh, you must be rich.
Yeah.
You get a lot of pocket money.
Yeah, but I didn't have. Yeah.
You've got a Magnum. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. You have made my teenage dreams come true.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Express FM.